Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Simcha ben Echagitl and Moshita ben Peshadina. The Rambam writes in the first halacha of the 10th parak of Hilchos Malachim that if a ben Noach did one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, was over on one of the Sheva Mitzvahs b'shogeg, he's pater. Except for a tzeach b'shkaga, that if the Gol Adam kills him, then the Gol Adam isn't killed. But he doesn't go to an ir miklat, and Beis Din doesn't kill him either. B'medvar mamurim, the Rambam says, if he's over shogeg with one of the Sheva Mitzvahs and he's over v'lo kavana, like he's bo'aleshes chavero and he thinks that she's his wife or she's a single girl, he didn't realize she was a married woman. But if he knows that she's a married woman and that she's aser to him, that she's a married woman and he doesn't know that she's aser to him, he thinks that she's mutter, or he kills somebody and he doesn't know it's aser to kill, that's karav lemezid and he's nerag. And this is not considered shkaga mipnei shehaya lo lilmud v'lo lamad. He should have learned. So shogeg is when he does the mice accidentally, but when he does the mice purposefully, he just doesn't know it's aser. That's not considered shogeg, and it's chayav misa. The kesef mishnah is tamei on what the Rambam writes that rotzeach b'shkaga. Im hargo gol adam eino nerag v'ein lo yer miklat. The gol adam kills him, he's not killed, and there's no yer miklat for him. But Beis Din doesn't kill, even though he could be killed by the gol adam, which means he has some level of guilt, and he's not even worthy of going to near Miklat. Nevertheless, Beis Din doesn't kill him. So the Kesef Mishnah is Tamei on what the Rambam writes this. Because Manav Shach, what are we talking about? If we're talking about that he killed a Jew, so Neragalov be Beis Din, like we see in Makas Tesamet Aleph, and the Rambam Perakei Melchus Ritzeach Halacha Dalet, that if a guy kills a Jew, he's Nerag be Beis Din. And if it's talking about where he killed a goy, then he goes to Gullus, like we see there in the sugya on Makas Daf Tes, that if the goy kills a goy, then he does go to Gullus. He does go to near Miklat. So what is the Rambam talking about here when he says there's no chi of misa, but there's also no near Miklat? If he killed a Jew, then there is a chi of misa. If he killed a goy, then there is a near Miklat. So what's it talking about? So he blibes with the tzarchi and the lecha mishnah, however, writes here in the Melachim Yud Aleph that he doesn't know what the kasha of the Kesef Mishnah is, because the Ari Miklat's only for the Ger Toshev, but a Stam Ben Noach ain't the Ari Miklat, like we see in the Gemara and the Rambam, and that's what the Rambam's talking about. He killed a Goy, but there's no Yer Miklat because he's not a Ger Toshev, he's a regular Ben Noach. He wasn't Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs in front of a Beis Din, doesn't have the status of a Ger Toshev. The Merkavas HaMishnah adds that even if we're talking about somebody who keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs, but without a Kabbalah, he's not considered a Ger Toshev. And also the Kabbalah has to be because Hashem commanded it, and not because of his own Echrei Adas. So why is this posture to this? So how is it posture to the Kesef Mishnah that we're talking here about a Ger Toshev, and therefore he leaves the Rambam with a Tema? We're not talking about a Ger Toshev, we're talking about a regular Ben Noach. He says, talking about a Ger Toshev in Manavshach. If he killed a Jew, he's Chayiv Misa, and if he killed a Goy, then he's Chayiv Galus. We're not talking about a Ger Toshev B'chal, so why does the Kesef Mishnah think that? Rambam just says a regular Ben Noach. Azoy hat gefrekt, hagoin hagodol, marivu rabbi, rabbi tzak man, tzichat tzadik levracha. Another kasha, Kedarko, he asks loads of kashas. And that the Rambam writes here that shogeg is pater b'vnei noyach, Rashi learns not like that in Makas Daf Tes Amar Aleph, Divar Maschil Afichoch, Sanhedrin and Dalet Amar Aleph, Divar Maschil Dinon and Zayin Amar Aleph, Divar Maschil Kiyotzebo. There he holds that all shogeg are chayev. So it's Mefurish and Tais in Makas Tes Amar Aleph, Divar Maschil Derech. But the Ramban in Makas and the Yad Ramban, Sanhedrin and Zayin Amar Aleph, the Meiri in Makas and Sanhedrin and Tes Amar Beis, they hold, like the Rambam writes here, that he's only chayav al hashogeg. He's not chayav al hashogeg. Rashi holds he is chayav al hashogeg, but the other Rishonim argue that I just mentioned and say no. And like the Rambam, he's not chayav al hashogeg. The Ramban asks on Rashi, "She'ena din noisin laro godam al shogeg b'mitzvah." It doesn't make sense that we're going to kill somebody for being a when he's shogeg for the mitzvah. It's only shogeg. And the Ramban also asks that if shogeg is chayev, Why do we paskin in Sanhedrin and Zayin Amid Beis that a ben noyach is nerak shalei b'hasra? Adifo havalei lashmin, and tell me better than the fact that a ben noyach is nerak shalei b'hasra. Tell me, is he even if he does it b'shogeg yischayev, and not only mezid without hasra. If he doesn't, the chiddush of the Gemara is mezid, even if he's mezid, but if there's no hasra, he's putter. Tell me noch besser. Tell me that if he does it b'shogeg, he's chayev misa. Even a bigger chiddush, if Rashi is correct that even b'shogeg is chayev misa, then why doesn't the Gemara say that? Why just without hasra? Tell me even shogeg. בחינוך במצווה חווה ובמצווה קוף צעדי בית הוא כתב שבן נוח אין צריך התראה. You know why the Ben Noach doesn't need hasra, doesn't need warning, because he's chayv even b'shogeg. So you see that he holds like Rashi. Hasra allows us to distinguish between shogeg and mezid, because if you give him hasra and he does it anyway, then you know that he's a mezid. But if you don't need hasra, then he's going to be chayv even b'shogeg. You don't have to distinguish. So the chinuch holds that the reason you don't need hasra is because he's chayv even b'shogeg, and that's like Rashi also holds that he's chayv even b'shogeg. Tais in Sanhedrin, Samachay Amud Beis, Dibur Maschil Yatzu writes, Legabe Edim Zomimen, that they are chayv afilu b'shogeg. Because there's no hasra. So that's like the chinuch. That says that since there's no hasra, it means they're chayv even b'shogeg. So, Edim Zomen, if he's a Jew, and he's an Eid Zomen, he's chayv even b'shogeg, and there's no hasra. The rise is no hasra. So hu adin, like the chinuch says, that a ben noach who doesn't have hasra, it must be that he's chayv b'shogeg. L'chor, it's mevor like this also in the Rambam, in the 20th parak of Hilchos Eidus in Halacha Dalit. Hayin Sham. That ain la'edim zomimin shkaga lefisha ain behem maisa. Fikach ain tzricham hasra kamosha biyarnu. Rambam there says that when one witness delivers testimony, that testimony is investigated. And the second witness says, I also testify like him. Or yes, this is what happened. So they're both executed, or they're both given malchus, or they're both subjected to financial penalty if they were both disqualified through hazama. The rationale is, the Rambam explains, that any witness who says yes, this is what happened, after his fellow witness testified, is considered as having testified and responded to cross-examination as his friend did. The Rambam continues, there is no concept of shogeg, there's no concept of inadvertent transgression with regard to lying witnesses, because the transgression, the aveira, doesn't require a maisa. And therefore, there's no, when we did Dantine Shogeg, when there's a Maisa, but here there's no Maisa. And therefore, since he's Chayv on Shogeg, there doesn't have to be Hasra. That's the Rambam. Now, in the Gemara in Ksubis, and Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, we see that Avodah Zarah doesn't require Hasra. That Avodah Zarah, that Edim Zomen don't require Hasra, Because they wanted to kill the other people about whom they said, they wanted them to be killed without Hasra. So we can't say that the Edom Zoma need Hasra, because then it won't be Kibbutzisim Lokashir Zoma. That wasn't what they wanted to do with their friends. They wanted to kill the other guys without Hasra. And now we're going to kill them with Hasra. It can't be. So it must be that the Edom Zoma don't get Hasra either. So that's the Gemara. So the question then presents itself. How does the Rambam say that the reason there's no Hasra is because Ein Behem Maisa? The Gemara says it's not because Ein Behem Maisa. It's because then there's, because since they try to kill without Hasra, so then there'd be no Vasisim Lo Kasher Zamam. It has to be as you plan to do to your friend. And here this isn't what they plan to do to their friend. Because their friend they were going to kill without Hasra, and they're killed with Hasra. That's what the Gemara says. And yet the Rambam turns everything on its head and says that no, it's because Ein Behem Maisa. So the Kesef Mishnah talks about this, the Red Baz, the Lechem Mishnah. So Baal Korchenu, that the Rambam holds that the reason of the Gemara is not the reason for not giving Hasra, for the lack of Hasra, for the e-Hasra, for the fact that you don't have to give Hasra. Because self. And this Chiyuv of Kasher Zomam, you need Hasra. If you're going to punish the guy, you need Hasra. So what's the Gemara trying to say then? The Gemara is saying is that this is a Hachreach. And the fact that it says Kasher Zomam, it must be the Pasuk was Megale that you don't need Hasra. That's not the reason for the E-Hasra. The reason for the lack of Hasra is not because of Kasher Zomam. The Kasher Zomam is just a Gil. Because Kasher Zomam, because you need Kasher Zomam, and there won't be, so it must be it's Muchach that there's no Hasra. Because they wanted to kill the Edom Zoman without Hasra, and now we're going to kill them with Hasra. That wouldn't work. So there's a Hechrech then that you don't require Hasra, but that's not the reason for the lack of Hasra. That's just a proof from the Pasuk. It says Kasher Zomam Lasas Lachiv. It's not the reason. And so is Mashma from what it says there in the Gemara that Be'edus Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that there's no Kasher Zomam, right? You don't give them the same punishment, you just give them Malkus. That we have, they don't require Hasra because we have a Hekesh of Mishpat Echad Yelechem. Now, if by Edom Zomam the reason that we didn't give them Hasra was because of Kasher Zomam, so this is not shayich by a Ben Grusha. Because by Edom Zomamin, you need to have Vasisim Lo Kasher Zomam. But what does that have to do with saying that he's a Ben Grusha? There you don't need Vasisim Lo Kasher Zomam. Because you're not making the person into a Ben Grusha himself. You're just giving him Malkus. So how could the Gemara be learning from Mishpat Echad Yelechem that Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza don't require Hasra, just like regular Edom Zomim don't require Hasra? You can't compare the two. Regular Edom Zomim don't require Hasra because of the Kasher Zomam, and that doesn't apply here because they're not doing to him. You're not doing to them what they want to do to him, because they wanted to do to him without Hasra, and you're giving him Hasra. So if that's the reason, then that doesn't apply to a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, because there you don't need the rule of Vasisim Lo Kasher Zomam Lasas Lachiv. And yet the Gemara still equates them. So Baal Korchenu is just a gilui from the Pasuk. It's a gilui from the Pasuk that by Edom Zomam there's no Hasra. And once you have a gilui, but it's not the reason. If it was the reason, then you could learn to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. But since it's just a gilui, then you could say, the Pasuk tells us about Edom Zomam, that there's no Hasra. So Mishperach Adi Alechem Ba'yikeh Ba'yedei Ben Grushim and Chalut Tadalos Nohasra. And since in the Gemara it's only a Yalfusa, and it's not a reason, it's not the Siba, it's just a Limud, it's a Gilui. So on this the Rambam writes the reason of Ein Lo Ein Bo Maisa. And hopefully we will explain this in a future shir. And since everything comes Mikoyach HaGilui, that there's no hasra, so Baal Korach Mavur Midivrei HaRambam, that if you don't require hasra, that is only because the person's chayiv even b'shogeg, like we saw before from Tosfos. The Tosfos says the lack of hasra shows us that he's even chayiv b'shogeg. Otherwise, we have a gila that there's no hasra. But where do you know shogeg from? Where do you know that he's even chayiv b'shogeg? The Rambam said that he's chayiv b'shogeg, but where does he get that from? It must be that from the fact that we have a gilui in the pasuk that there's no hasra, so that reveals to us that he's also chayiv b'shogeg. And therefore you don't need hasra to distinguish between shogeg and mezid. The Ktzos, Simon Chavches, Yiv Katan Ches, writes B'emes that Edim Zomimin don't require Hasra, that's Xeris HaKosov, but shogeg is still Pater. Even though they don't require Asra, which you would think, like the Rambam and the Tosfos are learning, that if it doesn't require Asra, then they're chayv even on Shogeg, because Asra is in order to distinguish between Shogeg and Mezid. But he says, no. They don't require Asra. That's a Gezeres HaKosov. But they're still Pater if they do it by Shogeg. However, the Ktzos himself says that Lo Kein Mavur Midivrei HaRambam. He doesn't bring the Tosfos to bolster his thesis, but we did. And that's also Shittas HaRambam, that they're chayav for shogeg, and that's why hasra is not necessary. These Edim Zomimin. The Tumim writes a different pshat in the Rambam. But that's not the way the Mefarshei HaRambam learn. So now we have a problem. We have Bnei Noach. The Shittas HaRambam is Shein Sarich Hasra, and yet Shogeg is Pater. And that's Soser, what he says in Hilchos Eidus. Where the Rambam says that Ein Sarich Hasra, because Shogeg is Chayiv. So how can we say here in Hilchos Malachim that Ein Sarich Hasra and Shogeg is Pater in Hilchos Eidus, because Ein Sarich Hasra, Shogeg is Chayiv, because the Hasra is coming to differentiate, is coming to distinguish, that proves that it's Chayiv and Shogeg. Thank you. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidus says that when there's no hasra, that's because he's chayiv b'meizid, he's chayiv even b'shogeg. And yet the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says that he's pater from shogeg, and you also don't need hasra. So which one is it? Is there no hasra when he's chayiv b'shogeg? Or can there even be no hasra when he's pater b'shogeg? So we have a lot to discuss about this Rambam, and I'm hoping that Bertzos Hashem Darkeinu, we're able to continue with some more kashas in the next shir, and then try to see some mahalach in this sugya to understand the dinim of Bnei Noach. Sheshagagu ba'achas mimitzvaysev. So we should be zocha lilmodu lelamed lishmar v'las l'kaimus kol d'rei samu tarasa v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.